1945 brought victory to the world. Herr Hitler's triumph was absolute. The secrets of the Führer's war were kept. Now in 1964 Berlin, a chain of events has led Inspector March towards a discovery that could change history. But time is running out, as the watchful eye of the Gestapo has turned its attention towards his unorthodox theories.
I wish to leave the country.
Your file is compendious, Mark, but nowhere does it mention your sense of humor.
Luther flew to Zurich on Sunday afternoon and returned to Berlin on the last flight on Monday night. I believe he had access to a safe deposit box.
Charlotta?
Yes?
Forgive me this melodrama. Your telephone's tapped. It's serious, you see. I need to contact the authorities in your country.
Are you saying you want an effect?
Come to me tomorrow, and I'll tell you everything. And I'll make you the most famous reporter in the world.
What are you going to do? I don't know. I got home this morning to find my apartment turned upside down. I'd even opened my mail. And the Gestapo have got a file on me. They're going to use it on Monday.
Jesus Christ.
Inspector March?
Yes?
I'm Inspector Schultz, Swiss Police.
You're following me.
Follow and protect as necessary.
It's much easier this way, sir.
What are the arrangements for the account?
One box, three keys.
Three keys? How are they distributed?
They were all issued to Herr Luther, along with three letters of authorization.
Until last Monday, the box had not been opened for how long?
1943. Nearly 21 years.
What does it mean?
That this deposit box was no more than an extension of Bueller's treasure chamber.
Rudy, in 3 days' time, they're threatening to put me in front of an SS opera court.
What?
Yes, you know what that means. I have to find it now.
What do the Americans say we did to the Jews?
They say you scour Europe for every living Jew, men, women, children, babies. Say you ship them out to ghettos in the East, where thousands die of malnutrition and disease. Then you force the survivors further east. Nobody knows what happened after that.
Führer, my faith and my life. I am my Führer.
You didn't come all the way to Zurich to deposit a painting.
No. No, he came to retrieve something. Perhaps he was worried it wouldn't be there.
What was it?
Not paintings.
Money?
No, they had no shortage of that.
Paper?
They were all civil servants. They lived their lives by paper. On paper.
Let me see.
Make all necessary preparations with regard to organizational, technical, and material measures for a complete solution of the Jewish question in Europe.
Is there anything else? This is too dangerous to meddle in. Max? Max?
Sorry, startle me.
What are you doing here?
Well, you're not the only one who has to work late. I've just closed the Spandau case.
You've solved it?
No, but I've closed it. How are things with you, Xavi? Is it working out?
You sure you want to know?
Well, I may not be the greatest investigator in the world, but I'm your friend.
I've got something for you to puzzle over. 14 civil servants. Bueller, Stuckert, and Luther included, attend a meeting called by Heydrich in 1942. I've just been through all their files. Since the end of the war, 6 of those men have been murdered, 4 have committed suicide, 1 has died in a road accident, 2 have supposedly died of natural causes, 13 are dead. The 14th, Martin Luther, is on the run. I just need to find him before Monday.
He's been found.
What?
The duty office called a few minutes ago. They've been trying to get hold of you.
Thank you.
can relax. The heroic forces of the criminal Polizei have arrived. Give us their theories.
Can I see the corpse?
Of course. We haven't touched him yet. He's been waiting for you, the great detective.
What's in here?
Legs. The rest of his head and anything else we found lying around unattached. We couldn't leave them for the rats. You should find the hands in here somewhere if you want to dig around a bit. Oh, no, please do. The Gestapo don't want to be accused of concealing evidence. Now that you are here, Krebs can check his pocket if you've no objections to Van Führer.
When was he found?
2 hours ago. We were informed by the Reichsbahn Polizei that a man answering Luther's description had been seen at the railway. But by the time we got there, he had already suffered a fatal accident.
How unexpected.
Here we are, Herr Oberkommissar.
This is his passport, it's no question. There's nothing else. This is how traitors end up, sleeping rough out here under wagons with all the other degenerates. Look at it, Sturmbannführer. Then run along and tell Uncle Arthur it's all over. The Gestapo will handle everything from now on. You can clear off and get some rest. You'll need it.
Herr Oberkommissar is kind.
You'll discover how kind I am, Mart. That much, I promise you.
Before I went away to sea, there were Jews in our town. When I got back, they were all gone. I asked about it. People said they'd been evacuated to the east for resettlement.
Do they believe that?
In public, of course. Even in private, it was easy enough to speculate. To pretend it was true.
Did you believe it?
Now we return. I don't think about it. Who cares? Suppose everyone knew all the details. Who would care? Would it really make any difference?
Someone thinks so. That's why everyone who attended Heydrich's conference is dead. Except Heydrich. Why didn't they just go to the American embassy with their documents?
Would your embassy take on three old Nazis with a summit coming up? Does the American administration want to know what happened to the Jews? They've got too much to lose. Unless Westergaard found you, a journalist. You wanted a witness. You were to be their go-between.
Said his pockets were empty.
What?
Luther. Where would the papers say?
I know this must happen. You would have taken them before I arrived at the scene.
No. If Luther had the documents, he wouldn't have been sleeping with the derelicts. He would have got in touch with me or some other journalist. No. You know what I think? Luther never brought anything here from Zurich at all.
Yes, it did. Of course it did.
He couldn't have. Didn't you see the queues at the airport? They were searching every single bag.
Eyes Jaeger.
You know, Max.
Spreading chaos, I suppose.
Yeah, sort of.
And Fives? Still jerking off over pictures of Air and Maidens and Ukrainian window cleaners. God. Oh, I miss you all, I don't think. Here we go. Behold, the cave of Aladdin. God, the things people leave behind. You wouldn't believe it. We even had a leopard once.
A leopard? A cat?
Yeah, it died. Some idle bastard forgot to feed it. Made a good coat. Oi, you! Come here! What's
Stand up straight, man. Show respect.
Still, my jury, here's a good friend of mine. He's looking for something. Tell him, March.
A case. Perhaps the bag of the last flight from Zurich on Monday night the 13th. Either left on the aircraft or in the baggage reclaim area.
You got that? Right. Well, go on, then. Dumb. The ideal worker.
Had his tongue cut out in the war.
So, how goes it?
Well enough.
Civilian clothes, working the weekend. Must be something big.
Yes, maybe.
Ah, you're dumb too, I see.
You've burned up by me. A brown pants job, possibly?
What?
Well, someone's planning to bring through something they shouldn't. They get to the customs shed, they see the security, they start shooting themselves.
And drop whatever it is and run.
But this is unusual, isn't it? You don't open every case every day.
Just a week before the Fuhrer's birthday.
What about the lost property? Do you open that?
Only if it looks valuable. It's a joke. God, we haven't got the manpower. Anyway, it's all been x-rayed, remember? There's no guns, there's no explosives. So, we just leave it here. Wait for someone to claim it. No one's turned up in a year. Well, then we'll open it and see what we've got.
Pays for a few suits, I suppose.
What, these poor rags? It looks like you're in luck, March. Well, it's quite light. It can't be gold. What do you reckon it is, March? Drugs? Dollars? Contraband silk from the East? A treasure map?
I can't permit you to open it.
Oh. Well, no, of course not. It's a paper. One friend to another. It's your business.
You'll remember that, Sir Ventura, won't you? A favour? Well, one day you'll do the same for me. Comrade to comrade.
Sternbound for a march. What a pleasure. What a pleasure indeed. And dressed for relaxation.
Good afternoon, Herr Brecker. A difficult request. I must have a room.
It's impossible. Even for as distinguished a customer as yourself, the Fuhrer's birthday is on Monday.
Come, Herr Brecker, you must have something. An attic would do, a broom cupboard. You would be rendering the Reichskriminalpolizei the greatest assistance.
And this is Frau March.
Unfortunately, no. This young lady has information of a crucial character, but we wish to interrogate her, how shall I put it?
In an informal setting.
Precisely. For this informal setting, the Kriminalpolizei would naturally wish to reimburse you handsomely.
Okay. Go on then. Don't tell me it's empty.
No, it isn't empty. It's full.
What is this?
Memorandums. Minutes from meetings. Maps. Everything. This is a small affidavit from Stuttgart.
Hey, here's Stefan Kennedy when he was ambassador in London. He himself understood our Jewish policy completely. He was from Boston, and there, in one golf club and in other clubs, no Jews had been admitted for the past 50 years. I believe he would get on very well with the Fuhrer. Told you, the son of a bitch. What?
In reply to your letter, the three airtight towers are to be built in accordance with the order of 18th of January 1943 for 30B and 3C in the same dimensions and in the same manner as the towers are already delivered.
For the delivery of a gas door 100-192 for Corpse Cellar 1 or Crematory 3 with a peephole of double 8mm glass encased in rubber. We can't do this alone.
We must.
Please. Let me take these to the embassy. They could smuggle them out through the diplomatic bag.
No.
If we're caught with this, we're dead.
Abby, Caroline, are you all right?
I've missed my flight, and I just don't know what to do. You see, my family will be waiting for me. We're all going to celebrate the Führer's birthday together. I thought maybe I could drive.
You don't have a booking.
Well, I was planning to fly, you see. I've missed my flight. I know this is short notice, but can you help me?
Let me see.
I'm such a silly girl sometimes.
There is a car.
Oh, really? Are you sure? I would hate to inconvenience anyone.
No, no. What's your name?
Voss. Magda Voss.
Driver license, please. Magda?
Where are we going now?
Back to the hotel.
Who is Magda Voss, anyway?
Someone we're investigating.
Oh, great. Now both of me are wanted by the police.
She's dead. Killed on her wedding day.
Oh, God. When will they find out?
Not for a while.
Won't they wonder why a murdered woman is hiring a car?
You'll be in America by then.
And you? What about you? Will you come with me?
Are you sure this is going to work?
First I go red, then orange, then white blonde. Give me the volume. I was a 15-year-old schoolgirl with a crush on Jean Harlow. My mother went crazy. Trust me.
When you're out of Berlin, telephone the Hotel Bellevue and vouch for to reserve a room. It's out of season. There should be no difficulty.
Hotel Bellevue, Bolsha. And you?
I'll be following a couple of hours behind. I'll aim to join you at the hotel around midnight. I think you should carry the originals and also both passports.
Well, why don't we keep yours? You'll need it.
And if I'm arrested and searched, I'll find it.
You've no intention of coming.
I have every intention of coming.
You think you're finished?
Not true. But my chances of traveling 800 kilometers without being stopped are less than yours. You must see that. That's why we go separately.
Listen.
Wait for me at the hotel until 8:30 tomorrow morning. If I haven't arrived, you drive across without me. Don't wait any longer because it won't be safe.
Why 8:30?
Aim to cross the border as close to 9 as you can. That's when the Führer is due to leave the Reich Chancellery. It's months since he's been seen, and the chances are the guards will have a radio or a television on in the customs post. If ever there's a time when they're more likely just to wave you through, that's it.
I love you.
Are you sure they'll print it?
They'll print it. God, if they won't. I'll stand on Fifth Avenue like one of those mad people who can't get their novels published and hand out copies to passers-by. But don't worry. They'll print it. And we'll change history.
But will anyone believe it? Isn't it unbelievable?
Your name?
Magda Voss.
Born?
25th of October 1939.
Where?
Berlin.
Your occupation?
I live with my parents in Berlin.
Where are you going?
To Borschott on the Rhine to meet my fiancé.
Name?
Paul Hahn.
What is the purpose of your visit to Switzerland?
A friend's wedding.
Where?
In Zurich.
What is this?
A wedding present. Photograph album, or Bibles, or a book, or chopping board.
Chopping board.
Chopping board.
Exactly the sort of gift a girl like Magda would drive 800 kilometers to give. Open it, please, Fräulein.
What do I say to that?
Open it, please.
Oh, terrific.
Time to go. You go down first. I'll meet you outside.
Good day, Herr Sturmbannführer.
Is the interrogation finished?
It is indeed, Herr Breckers. Thank you for your patriotic assistance.
It's a pleasure. And if ever the Sturmbannführer feels the desire to do a little more interrogation, perhaps I might even be able to supply him with a suspect or two.
Good day to you, Herr Breckers.
Good day to you, Herr Sturmbannführer.
When you leave the Belge, you turn right. The road follows the line of the valley. You can't miss the bridge.
You've told me this already.
Try to see what level of security they're operating before you commit yourself. If it looks as if they're searching everywhere, turn around and try and hide it somewhere. Woods, ditch, barn, somewhere you can remember. A place where someone can go back and retrieve it. But don't worry, I'll have the copies. Then get out. Promise me.
I promise you.
There's a daily Swissair flight from Zurich to New York. It leaves at 2.
At 2? I know. You've told me this. No. I'm not saying goodbye to you. See you tonight.
Good lad. How are you? Where's your mother? Is Elfrick?
They're out. I'm finishing off my picture.
Oh. Out where?
Rehearsing for the parade.
What parade?
The Führer's birthday, silly.
Oh, the Führer's birthday.
I'm in charge. They said so.
Can I come in and talk to you? Billy, I've got to go away. Maybe for a long time. And people, perhaps, are going to say some things about me, horrible things. And I wanted to tell you, it's hard not having a father around. My father died when I was little, much littler than you are now. And sometimes I hated him for that. But that passed, and then I missed him. I really missed him. And if I could talk to him now, if I could ask him, I'd give anything. I have to go.
It's all right, Papa. Don't go yet. Please. Come see my picture. It's upstairs. Come on.
into my room. Look, I drew this. These are jets. And these are the Reds' AA guns. Pow, pow, pow. I'm going to get the Reds now. Here I go. Ah, pow, 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 pow. We're going to get you, Colin. Pow, pow, pow.
Billy, I have to go.
I want to show you something.
Where did you get those?
Uncle Eric gave them to me. He collected them. Read them to me, Papa.
The snapper has worked his way up to the machine gun. A few spurts of flame and the deadly stream of burning oil has put the enemy out of action. The flamethrowers must be fearless men with nerves of steel.
And that one?
I want to fight for the new Europe. So say three brothers from Copenhagen. They have fulfilled all the conditions relating to race and health and are now enjoying the manly open-air life in the camp in the woods.
What about these, Papa?
Come on, Pilly, you're 10 years old. You can read these easily.
But, Papa, I want you to read them. Please, Papa. Here's a picture of a U-boat, like yours. What does it say?
Pilly, I'm not...
What's going on here, Pilly? Why is it so quiet? Hmm?
Don't go, Papa, please.
There's
don't
something
go.
Wrong.
Don't read them to me. Please don't go. Oh,
man! Stand up! Stand up! Thanks, Matt.